Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanna.
And I'm Jenny.
And this is Hyphenated, the podcast about living in the hyphen. How are you, Jenna?
No, Forrest Gump reference. Yes.
So today we wanted to talk about something that I have always been fascinated by, which is like superstitions, because I'm not a religious person. I don't believe in any of that stuff. And in my house, like my house is very not religious. My dad is like complete atheist. He thinks we're just soil for trees and he's superstitious. Like he straight up believes in the concept of jinxing something. And I'm like, you don't believe in the concept of God and like some abstract being in control of our destiny, but you think that if I say, oh, it looks like it's not going to rain, it's going to cause it to rain. The logic makes no sense to me.
That is really fucking funny.
You grew up in a superstitious household.
That shit still plagues me. Like, I was just like looking up azabaches on Etsy. Like,
wait,
what
azabache? ¿Qué es eso?
Azabache has to do with like evil eye. It's an onyx gemstone to ward off el mal de ojo.
Black onyx gemstone is something that staves off bad energies or evil spirits or whatever?
Not really evil spirits. Basically, you're like envious tía.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's all about envy. Cuban children are born, basically, with an azabache attached to their clothing. And my grandma would pin it inside of all of my clothes since I was a newborn.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the most important piece of jewelry a Cuban could wear. And Cubans wear a lot of jewelry, okay?
Yeah, you guys love your jewelry, bro.
But the azabache was like a must.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just something that, I don't know, man. Cubans are obsessed with la envidia. I don't know if it's all Latin America, but Cubans especially, they're like, ella te tiene envidia. Like, I remember my baptism, I cried a lot. I think it's because I had gas and I was crying because no one likes to have gas. I still cry today when I'm gassy.
And it was not caused by evil eye.
Well, my grandma thinks it was caused by evil eye. My mom does too, because they said something like, sí, porque you were totally fine in St. Brendan Catholic Church. You were super like in a good headspace. And then all of a sudden, your madrina or someone gave you the side eye and said something about you. And you didn't stop crying after that. And that was it. You know what I mean? So... yeah.
Well, you know what's, it's interesting because the concept of evil eye, I didn't really like feel in my American upbringing, pero mal de ojo was always a thing in my house. And like, I remember one time I went to my friend's ranch and the ranch hand was like, ay, se murió el caballo. And I'm like, oh my God, what did the horse die of? And it's like, mal de ojo.
The horse?
But from who?
Hasta los caballos aren't safe.
It's like, no, another horse. You see, and he was like, you see the white horse? And I was like, yeah. It's like, yeah, that white, he was like, that white horse was jealous of the black horse because the black horse was bigger and the black horse died. And I'm like, you realize that does not make any sense. I love that it's like, it's also like not limited to human beings. Like animals can die of mal de ojo.
That's the first time I hear about that shit with animals. Qué risa.
But mal de ojo is like very much in Latin culture. And I know that like evil eye comes from like Greek antiquity. And it has a lot of roots in like Jewish culture. Like Judaism has a lot of connection to evil eye. There's a lot of references. But I think that like, it was much bigger in Spain, and therefore, because it was like basically kind of like a Middle Eastern influenced thing, and then that's why it moved more to Latin America. Also, Latin America is just more of where it's like these people arrived to this magical land with like colorful creatures and bizarre trees. And people died of random diseases that came from beetles, and like snakes came out of whatever. It was just this place that it felt almost magical and bizarre. And then like people came in the Mayflower and it was just cold and miserable and awful and like not particularly magical. And like,
yeah,
their superstitions are more, I don't want to say boring, because superstitions aren't inherently boring, but they're more like clear cut.
Like what?
Like, for example, the superstitions that I've seen here in the States are like, we have them back home. They're like this, they're like the basic superstitions, right? So it's like
the mirror, breaking a mirror.
Like breaking a mirror, or like, you know, when you spill salt and you toss it over your shoulder to avoid bad luck, like that came from like Egyptians and the Greeks. And then like knocking on wood, you know, when it's like, oh, knock on wood. That's like knocking on a crucifix for like good luck. Like that comes back to religion and Christianity. And the number 13 is unlucky here and there and everywhere, because like it's linked to Judas being the 13th guest at the table. It's like, that's why 13 is unlucky. Like, they have similar origins. But, like, I feel in many cultures, superstitions come out of the least expected places. Like, I think in culture, superstitions are the childlike side of a culture. Mm. It's like an innocent belief, like the tooth fairy, but we continue believing it forever.
Yeah, it eats away at you a lot of the time, because I think it's a mixture of media, like Hollywood films that just make you real paranoid. But I'll say the biggest cause of the paranoia is my grandma, because nearly everything I did was tied to a superstition. Like, one that I avoid often is leaving a hat on the bed.
Oh, you actively are like, oh my God, I have a... Jenny, I literally have a hat on the bed right now. Is that bad luck?
It means you're going to bring illness and a doctor.
Oh, fuck. Really? No.
Whack it off the bed. Get up and whack it off the bed right now.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay. I heard the smack. That was very powerful.
I also, my fanny pack fell on the floor. But
no, because if your fanny pack fell on the floor, that counts as a purse, and that means you're going to lose all your money, Joanna.
No!
Pick up the fanny pack.
Okay,
pick it up.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, great. So you're going to be healthy and rich. I love this for you.
Well, I kind of fucked up. I already did the mistake. I'm going to lose all my money and get sick, which is basically what 2020 was. So let's be real.
I wonder if it's one of those things, like, you know, like the whatever, what is it, 30 second rule, when something falls on the floor and you can still eat it. The hat was only on the bed for 2 seconds.
You have a 30, it's a 5 second rule, Jenny. You do 30 seconds when food falls on the floor?
I have dyscalculia.
Don't make something up, Jenny.
I was diagnosed with, I did not make it up. That is a real learning disability.
It's just remember, 5 second rule. Don't come with a learning disability to justify you nasty sometimes.
Listen, the reason why I don't know that rule, aside from my dyscalculia, is because I am a germaphobe and I will not eat anything that falls on the floor.
Okay, so like, I feel like some superstitions, like we discussed before, like mal de ojo feels inherently Latino, right? Like, there's something there that is more prevalent there than in the States. Another thing, like, here are a couple more that are very Latino, like eating grapes in the New Year. I thought that was something that Americans did. And one time I was in New Year's with Americans and I was like, where are the grapes? And they're like, the fuck you say? Like, what do you mean, where are the grapes? I'm like, you have to eat 12 grapes for you to have good luck in the New Year. And they were like, you're crazy. Anyway, let's pray to the baby that gave us powers. Like, I don't know. but like the 12 grape thing comes specifically from Spain. Like, there's like a lot of theories of why this happened. But one theory is that in Alicante, which is like the southeast of Spain, one year they had like a crazy successful grape harvest. And that year they ate 12 grapes to represent the 12 months of like grape harvest. And then that became a thing in all of Spain. And Spain is like, you know, a big influence in Latin America. And that's why we sort of inherited it. Like, that makes sense to me. But then like Have you ever heard the broom? Like,
oh my God.
You can't pass a broom near a woman's foot?
Yeah. Like, every abuela's a nightmare.
Because, like, doing that means the woman is going to marry someone much older because brooms were perceived as being connected to witches. What the fuck is that?
I believe it.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birth of so many superstitions is really bizarre. But I think that there's one particular superstition that I was unaware of until like yesterday that blew my mind. And it not only blew my mind, but it made me realize how the birth of superstitions is not only like so linked to history and culture, but sometimes like so absolutely random. It's like, what the fuck? Like, what? Why? So in Argentina, if you have a seventh son, that seventh son becomes a werewolf, according to the superstition, which apparently this superstition came about in the beginning of the 20th century by two Russian immigrants. And these Russian immigrants sort of were like, yeah, this is what happens. Because in Russia, if someone had seven sons, the leader would basically become the godfather to the seventh son. And if you didn't, like, there'd be like repercussions. So to this day, the president of Argentina has been said to adopt like boys as her godson because of like centuries old superstition. And I feel like this particular story, since it's more recent than a lot of these superstitions, it just shows you the absurdity of logic. Like, there's really no logic. So I feel like human beings, we like seek logic a lot of the time. Like, religion is sort of like, oh, what's something crazy, but at the same time gives me some logic for the unknowns of the world. You know, in the Jewish religion, for example, it's like you can't eat pig. But at the same time, the reason this happened isn't religious. It was because pig was bad for you. Like, it could make you sick. So they like wrote it into the religion to like help people. But it feels like superstitions are just normal people being like, let's just make up a bunch of rules that kind of like don't really make sense, because it really feels like the rules that my big cousins would tell me to have me comportarme in their house. Like, I remember my big cousin convinced me there was a monster in her closet and I wasn't allowed in because the monster would eat me. And I believed it.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
That's a superstition.
It is like a control thing, you know, like, oh, I gotta tell them about this fucking entity is gonna eat them in the middle of the night, or I don't know, being a bad kid, or else they won't do the thing.
I feel like we grow up in our superstitions and we don't realize how wacky and weird they are, right? I'm gonna tell you some superstitions around the world, and they sound insane, right? They sound like, in Russia, placing empty bottles on the ground is considered good luck. In Serbia, spilling water behind someone is bad luck. In Portugal, walking backwards is bad luck. In Japan, tucking in your thumbs in a cemetery is bad luck. In Sweden, manhole covers marked with a K or an A are bad luck. In Rwanda, women eating goat meat is bad luck. In China, the number 4 is bad luck. And then, like, in Russia, the yellow flowers are bad luck. And I was like, that's crazy. But then I remember, for actors, getting yellow flowers is bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
Molière died the day he received yellow flowers in his play, and we created the superstition.
There's a lot of superstitions in theater.
Because the stakes are so high.
Mm-hmm.
You're nervous, you're anxious, you're scared, and you want to placate those things.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do so other than like breathing exercises?
And in sports, it happens a lot in sports, whether it's the athlete or the fan.
Mm-hmm.
they'll wear like a certain color or a certain underwear, or there, you know, there's like a ritual that they do that they made up themselves so that their sports team doesn't lose.
You're so right.
It's really interesting.
It's like when stakes are high.
Yes.
And you can't help the circumstance other than praying.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like as a human, sometimes you're like, I want to do more. And it's like, there's nothing you can do. Like rain, it's going to either rain or not. But then Latinos are like, voy a poner a fork outside, and then that's going to help it rain. Because we want to feel more in control of the unknown.
Yeah. Superstitions were the original conspiracy theories for how the world worked. I'm fascinated, though, that it's been passed on for this long. Like the 12, like the grapes thing.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, like they held on to that one really good year of grapes.
I feel like human beings are like, oh, we need to be more in control of our destiny and what happens to us. But like, it can't be too hard. So like, yeah, I'll eat 12 grapes. Like, oh, yeah, I'll wear a little necklace with an eye on it. Like, oh, okay, I will avoid breaking a mirror.
I mean,
it's funny because like so many of these sound crazy, right? Like, oh, my God, in South Korea, sleeping in a room with a running fan is bad luck. But like, who the fuck are we to say anything?
Oh, no, we're the worst. Hypocritical, to be honest.
Like, what are the most crazy ones other than like in mal de ojo and all that stuff and the broom? What are some of the craziest ones like you grew up with?
There's one that is a real conundrum if you're a fucking Floridian, which is you cannot bring a bucket of seashells inside the house. How do you tell a basic Floridian to not do that, first of all? Because that's just kind of what we have, like seashell jewelry boxes and furniture. So then I would come home with these fucking seashells. My grandma would be like, I know los caracoles. And she would make me throw them away. And I was so pissed because I curated those goddamn seashells.
Pero por qué? What is it about los caracoles? Is it because they're like dead?
Something about that the spirits from the sea, Little Mermaid's corpse. I don't know. They belong to the ocean and not in our homes. Then there's like, apparently, if you are rocking in the rocking chair and you get up and it continues to rock, that means the youngest member of your family is going to die. Cool.
I love that, like, physics doesn't even play a part. It's like, no, there's no such thing as, like, force and movement. It's like, no, there's an evil spirit.
Yeah. And then there's this is one that I guess I never considered a superstition, but it is. It's called El Sereno. It is this entity that basically, I don't know, I imagine it like a dementor sucking your soul or some shit. If you step out of the house at night with like your hair wet or without a sweater on, like you'll basically die of palsy or have a stroke.
It's basically a parent's way of saying like, hey, please put your sweater on and don't leave the house with your hair wet. But like the stakes are you will be eaten.
But for me, like superstition también ties to the rituals you do to avoid the bad luck also. So it's like a broom upside down by the front door. It wards off unwanted visitors.
Oh, wow.
Like a glass of water on top of the fridge soaks up negative spirits, negative energy, stuff like that. A lot of this is also tied to like Santeria and Brujeria, but it's hilarious to me because a lot of Catholics, they're like, no, like I'm not a bruja. Like that's not what Jesus wants. That's not in the Bible. I'm like, okay, but like, why do you have like a frozen glass of water in your freezer with Pepito's name in it? Last time I checked, that's not in the Biblia. So I'm just like, y'all are a bunch of undercover low-key brujas. You don't want to admit it. But my grandma would do all kinds of shit around the house. There's one about if you put a sack of bread over your door, it means you're gonna, like, there's gonna be abundance and you'll never starve. Like, so there's also those things that mm-hmm. you actually purposely sit down and think about and do to bring right. about something, like change the outcome of something, avoid something.
Right. It's like, oh, here are the fuck ups. You spilt salt on the table. Then it's like, no, I want to be an active participant in my life and
in destiny.
Stuff I can't control. That I understand. Like we talked about sports and we talked about the weather. There's a lot of superstitions around theater, like all yeah. these things where it's like things can go wrong,
high you're stakes
they're gonna go wrong, you want them to go your way. But then there's like some superstitions that like putting red thread on a baby's forehead to stop them from hiccuping, it that for me is like, oh, mm-hmm, you're not mm-hmm. trying to change your look. You're trying to like medically solve something with a piece of thread. Like, where
it
did
was
you
gross,
that?
Yo. My grandma would do that to me all the time with her saliva.
Oh, it has to be saliva. It's like,
has to be saliva.
This poor Americans, non-Latinos listening to this, it's like, are like, what the fuck? But like, if a baby had hiccups, your grandma would take a red thread, not a black one, not a blue one, not a purple one, a red thread, put it in her mouth, take it out, and then stick it on your forehead to stop you from hiccuping.
Of course it's going to stop the kid from hiccuping. He's thinking, what the fuck are you doing? It's a diversion, and the hiccups stop. Not because it's saliva, magical abuela saliva powers.
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe abuelas do have magical saliva. Who knows? But I remember that, like, my eye, like, I used to get a lot of styes in my eye. And my grandma would say, tienes que agarrar una moneda y calentarla en la mano. Y te la pones en el ojo. And I'm like, oh, why? Like, she's like, y tiene que ser una moneda. It has to be a coin. You
so
have
a
to
dirty
put a hot
ass coin,
coin to your eye, because coins are good luck and it will like make your sty go away. And I'm like, can't I just put like a heating pad? And she's like, no, 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 no. So it's like, yes, it's the heat that makes the sty go away. But then one person did it with a nickel once and was like, this worked. It had to be because of good luck, not because heat makes styes go away. So it's like the logic of it was like slightly impaired. And then that became the new rule. And then for years, I thought that it had to be a nickel. I'd be like, I have a stye. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a coin. And then I remember my roommate was like, Joanna, just fucking heat up like a tea bag. And I'm like, no, it has to be a nickel. And she's like, fucking heat up a
tea bag. Find me a nickel.
Just put a tea bag on it and it like was fine.
But we are so like, neurotic as a culture. My God. Oh my God.
We are very neurotic.
It's a lot.
It's funny to see these, like, the origins, the reasons, and then the different forms that there are. I loved how you put it, like, the accidental, then the one that's trying to change the outcome of something, and then it's like the medical ones are very weird.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Oh, I do want to bring up tying up Sandimas' balls, because that one's just too funny.
What is Sandima? That sounds like a Brazilian pop star.
He was one of the people crucified next to Christ who was a thief.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And
I mean, he could have been a good singer. Who knows? He was the one who repented on the cross next to Jesus. And Jesus was like, you are forgiven, my friend. And so, till this day, my mom does this. And I would be lying if I said I don't do it, because desperate times call for desperate measures. So, it has to do with lost items. So, if you lost your sunglasses and you're like, bro, this is weird, I need the help of Sandima. And so, you have to get a yellow ribbon and you tie it around a chair leg. And everyone does it differently, but my grandma and my mom would be like, Sandima, Sandima, if I can't find the sunglasses, I'm not going to let you go. Now, that's the PG version. Apparently, the real ritual has to do with tying his balls.
Wait, what? How do you tie a spirit's balls?
I mean, I guess you tying the ribbon around a chair leg is the equivalent of his ball sack. And then once you find the thing, you let it go. And every single time, this is creepy, but every single time my grandma would tie his balls or whatever, the thing would automatically appear very soon after that. But I'm also like, what does Sandimas want with my sunglasses? Like, okay.
Like. Okay, I think there's like some confirmation bias there, but I love Sandima. I love this guy because this guy was a fucking thief who just happened to be crucified next to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then he rode Jesus's coattails and now is a saint. Like, what the fuck? Like, so right place, right time. If you're ever going to be crucified, next to Jesus is the right place because you'll become a saint of lost. Okay, lost things because he was like a thief. I get it. Like, I live with a kleptomaniac. I know what it's like to live with a thief. But that's a story for another day. But like,
oh my God,
I think this guy is so fucking crazy. That's like, that's like Hollywood culture right there.
Oh yeah,
it's like, you know these stories of people like, yeah, I was in an Uber and then James Cameron was in my Uber and he loved my idea. That's the Sandimas of that time. That motherfucker was a thief, and then he just became a saint. How dare! And then not only is Sandimas a saint, he's still stealing people's shit in the afterlife. Have you learned nothing?
Maybe he likes to get his balls tied. I mean,
at least his balls are like consistently Well, I guess there's like a lot of connection, and like there's so many como que superstitious rituals connected to religion and shit like that. And like, religion is very superstitious if you take away the belief, like the pure belief aspect of it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that like your Cuban upbringing that was like so Catholic was so filled with superstitions.
I mean, I don't have the history on this, but I know a lot of it has to do with African religion and rituals and stuff like that, and like mixing with Catholicism.
Yeah, like voodoo is, well, and you see it a lot in New Orleans.
There's no surprise. Culture. I'm not shocked by this at all. There's just more of a mezcla in Catholicism for that reason versus like purely Puritan Christianity.
Yeah, like Puritan Christianity was like, oh, we don't want any of the idols. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna make como que a little.
No statues, nothing.
Statue, whatever. You take away all of the, you know, trinkets and stuff, and it's just like pure reading, and you have a direct connection to God and all this stuff. Like, you don't need all these
pretty simplistic.
Yeah.
Recovecos.
Recovecos.
Pero oye, yeah. Catholics and Latinos love recovecos.
They
and
fucking
so...
love recovecos. They're like, if you're at this waterfall, la Virgen se aparece, but the way that you know is if glitter shows up in your hands and then you come eat here. A durazno and you throw it and it becomes an apricot tree. And I'm like, what? Like, you're an adult.
Oh my God.
Like, you're an adult. But then it's like adults, we believe the most absurd things. Like, the Bible has ridiculous stories, like absurd stories that some people take literally, other people don't take literally. And like, I guess we're like a logical species that seeks logic, but seeks to subvert logic to make themselves feel better whenever they can.
Yes. Like, that you, is very
you,
well put.
You going crazy trying to find tus sunglasses. And you're like, oh my God, like, I'm going to go fucking crazy. I can't find my sunglasses. And then you're like, I know how to take control of this. Sandima, crucified thief. Let me conjure your spirit and tie up your balls.
I mean, speaking of power and control and all that, which is why I believe some of these were created and why they originated to begin with. Going back to Friday the 13th. Okay. You know, you're raised in a society where the number 13 is bad and you must avoid it at all costs, to the point that some buildings don't have a 13th floor and some hospitals don't have a 13th room and so on and so forth. There's even a name for having a phobia of the number 13.
What is it?
I'm gonna try to pronounce it. It's freaking terrible. I'm like, who comes up with this? Triskaidekaphobia.
That's like
that is a
one.
Legit. I know. I'm like, it might as well be supercalifragilistic. Jesus fuck. But anyway, but before patriarchal times, Friday the 13th was considered the day of the goddess. Like, it was considered a day to worship the divine feminine that lives in all of us, and a lot of it has to do with the lunar cycle. So In ancient cultures, the number 13 represented femininity because it corresponded to the number of lunar menstrual cycles in a year. But guess what happened? A bunch of dudes were like, no, bro, that's terrible because women suck. And they made it about Friday the 13th being bad. And that's what we see it as now.
Oh, wow.
So Friday the 13th is technically not bad.
It doesn't surprise me because, like, I remember, like, when I was learning, like, root words and Latin and stuff, mm-hmm. like, evil comes from Eve.
Ah.
And Eve was the first woman. And I was always like, wait, why? And it's like, oh, because she fell into temptation. And I'm just like, oh, literally so much of our, like, religious structure is about how women are imperfect and fucked up and, like, caused all our pain. So it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's where Viernes originates from.
What?
Venus. So the word Friday in Spanish is Viernes. And in most Roman languages, being derived from Latin, it's Dies Veneris, or Day of Venus. So there's different variations of that, like in French and in Italian. Like, I think Italian is Venerdì, but it all ties into that. Venus.
Wait, so Viernes is like a feminine,
mm-hmm.
like, day, I guess? Like, it's Venus Day?
Yep.
I mean, thank God it's Venus, baby! So wait, so Friday the 13th is basically like, this is the most unlucky day because it's like women number, woman day. Which, yeah. like, I mean, I will say, being a woman, not the luckiest thing that's happened to me.
Yeah, but again, it's because of the patriarchy!
But it's like, if we celebrated Friday the 13th because of its femininity, I'd be like, feeling cute today. Like,
yeah,
it's insane how so many of these, like, superstitions and stuff, like, they really do inculcate themselves in ideals from, like, ages ago, like the Greek times and, like, frickin' Roman times and Jesus times. But then we have, like, recent ones, like that crazy Argentinian werewolf one. And, like, we keep making them up.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite one because also it's just so fucking crazy. Like, it doesn't affect anyone. And it's just, it only affects Argentinians and only those that have seven sons. But then you have, like, you know, what you just said, Friday the 13th. It's like, I've lived with that my whole life, but I never understood the reasons behind it being unlucky. And once I understand the reasons of why it's unlucky, I, like, actively reject it. I don't believe it's unlucky anymore. It's because of what society deemed to be unlucky or unlikable at that moment, which is being a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, like, bash superstitions all I want, Jenny, but, like, I will continue to, like, knock on wood and throw salt on my over my left shoulder when I spill it. Like, I talk a big talk, but
because of that stupid little voice in the back of your head that's like, do it. Do it, because if not, the sky is gonna fall.
It's also like, oh, this is like a low barrier to entry for me to avoid something like catastrophic, you know?
But you know, I don't want to go too far into this, but it is what, to me, it ties in with obsessive compulsive disorder, which is what I had as a kid.
Really?
And it's the same thing. It's performing all these rituals, but you almost come up with your own superstitions and your own little rituals and to avoid said catastrophic thing from happening. So that's a very interesting thing too.
So every culture has OCD, and superstitions are linked to that OCD, that fear, that like fear that something catastrophic is going to happen. It's like superstitions are society's OCD. Oh my God. I think we literally just broke new ground here, Jenny, like legit.
I feel like we're going to definitely need another episode about superstitions. I would love to hear from our audience which ones we've missed, which ones you perform or your family has performed, things that you've possibly heard about. I am always up for learning more of these.
Please, I beg you, please write to us.
Oh, we should also give them the email address.
Oh, right. Here's the email address. It's hyphenated@pitaya.fm. That email again is hyphenated@pitaya.fm. Right, Jenny, I'm going to go, like, I guess, wash my hat and then, like, pray to my purse that I had on my bed and then on the floor, and I'll call you later.
And I'll be sure to continue to follow the 30-second rule.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.